This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Sean Bellette. Today on the program, we're going to look at Abe Lincoln's time in Hillsboro. I mean, you see the Abe Lincoln statue across from the historic courthouse in downtown Hillsboro. It's not just because he's an important figure in Illinois and American history and international history, but because his travels as a lawyer and lawmaker took him through these parts. And we'll join a very prolific author today, Tom Emery of Carlinville, on the program. Bicentennial year festivities continue in Montgomery County, and the interest in history certainly spiking, and the bicentennial event over at the county fairgrounds was a big hit. The event at the county courthouse earlier in the year was a hit, and if you just need more and you want to picture some of the magic of Montgomery County in its early days, a big part of that magic was a man who made his way across the counties of mid-Illinois quite frequently. That would be one Abraham Lincoln. And there is a new book out on Lincoln's experiences in Montgomery County. And putting that book out, writer Tom Emery of Carlinville, who's certainly been a prolific writer when it comes to history in this region. That book is coming out this month, and joining us is Tom. Tom, thanks again for stopping by.
It's my pleasure, Sean. Thanks for having me.
All right. What inspired you to write about Lincoln's travels and work in Montgomery County?
Well, I like to try to break new ground in history. I like to try to write about topics that have been covered before. And really, very little has ever been done on Lincoln in Montgomery County. There have been a handful of articles, a couple firsthand accounts, but nothing in depth. I thought this is a topic that needed to be covered because it tells some interesting and factual stories of Lincoln's pre-presidency in Illinois. And this idea that no one had done much on it before is what really drew me to this. I'd done a lot of research before for different articles on Britain, things I'd covered. So I figured it was there in front of me. It would be a fairly straightforward project for me to do.
So Montgomery County, was that territory that he covered as a lawmaker at any point?
Actually, it's interesting because Montgomery County was not on the 8th Judicial Circuit when he rode the circuit, as the pop phrase we know. He didn't represent him in Congress or anything like that. It just happened to be a place that he passed through a number of different times, particularly when he was driving from Springfield to the former state capital, Vandalia. He had several friends in Montgomery County, rather, that were of note. The legacy of Lincoln in Montgomery County is interesting, not just because of the statue in downtown Hillsboro, but because of the statue in Rosamond Cemetery near, which is in southeastern Christian County, which was financed by a former Hillsboro resident, a gentleman who created some interesting woodcuts of Lincoln at the Chicago World's Fair in 1933, was a Natomas native, and the famous Lincoln Heritage Trail, the auto route from the 1960s and 70s, passed in Montgomery County as well. There's an interesting dynamic of legacy of Lincoln and Montgomery County, not to mention the experiences he had there, the people he knew, or the things he may have done there.
Well, that when we talk about an attorney in the early 19th century, you know, you say attorney, you picture someone who represents you if you get into trouble. I can imagine an attorney was a whole different animal when literacy was really an issue for a lot of folks. Boy, we were really still a young nation, and some of the concepts, the laws, and navigating that, and big land moves, and homesteading, and everything else. I imagine an attorney was a really multifaceted individual in those times.
It had absolutely, and the lives they led, like I say, well, Montgomery County's not on the East Judicial. I want to make that clear, but the life of attorney at the time, it was not luxury cars, it was not fine hotels, it was not big income like we know we might associate attorneys with today, at least in some cases. We talked about riding circuit. That was from dusty town to dusty town, staying in beat up inns and lodges, eating bad food, sharing beds with other attorneys. It was a tough life.
Well, and I don't think this is a secret to anyone. There was no Route 66 or I-55, and it might be hard for people to imagine, but Springfield and Litchfield, there was quite a gulf in those times without modern roads, without cars. I mean, that travel that was required in that time period that was pretty arduous.
You're coming down on the stage from Springfield Vandalia at the time. That required an overnight stay in Hillsborough. So, like I say, it was, there's nothing easy about it. You're exactly right. Because by then, the railroads didn't come through Montgomery County until the mid-1850s. There weren't direct connections of rails from Springfield to Vandalia or anywhere else. So for most of the time when Lincoln was coming through Montgomery County, it was either on horseback or on stage.
Well, we recently during the bicentennial saw representatives of the original families of Montgomery County. I get an indication here that perhaps Lincoln had relationships with some people who are related to those individuals of the past.
Absolutely. John Tilson, one of the founding figures of Hillsborough and early Montgomery County, just 20 years later. Lincoln had some type of acquaintance with John Tilson Sr., who was one of the movers and shakers of early Hillsborough. Joseph Eccles, another early name. Lincoln was familiar with him. Some of the early legislators of Montgomery County, Christian Walker, Easton Whitten. Lincoln served with them in the state legislature when he was a member of the state house in 1834 to 42. But yeah, he knew a number of the so-called early pioneers of Hillsborough and Montgomery County. There's no question about that.
Well, I know there's certainly a fascination with the Lincoln-Douglas debates and statues of those various locations, Freeport, Alton, what have you. And there may not have been a Lincoln-Douglas debate in Montgomery County, but that doesn't mean there weren't some significant appearances in this area.
Absolutely. Lincoln's most significant appearance in Hillsborough was on September 9th, 1858, when he spoke at Fairgrounds, which would be the approximate site, I think, Beckmeyer School in Hillsborough. He actually spoke in a circus tent. The circus is in town. There's a torrential rain, so he spoke under a circus tent, if you can imagine that. Douglas had spoken in Hillsborough different times. Lincoln also appeared for speeches in Hillsborough in July of 1843 and July of 1844. But that 1858 appearance was the most significant moment Lincoln had in either Hillsborough or Montgomery County.
Well, I know today when we think of the folks who were president, we can look in the past and they don't really generate that same connection as far as someone we might see more often personally. Yeah, they might breeze into town, get off a plane, head back out. But it was certainly a different thing with Lincoln, who, in many respects, was one of the people, made that appearance. And just tell us how this book delves into the reaction to the news that President Lincoln was indeed lost at Ford's Theater.
Montgomery County actually voted against Lincoln in both 1860 and 1864. He had a number of political opponents there. But the loss of Lincoln by assassination galvanized the county in its mourning. A number of businesses were closed in Litchfield, Hillsborough, and other towns. Churches held special services. Bells were tolled. Cannons were shot off at different times. You're struck by the depth of the mourning. There are a few firsthand accounts of people that were alive at the time that talk how grown men were crying. People were just shell-shocked by it. And it's interesting that they voted against him just, a few months before, 5 months before, they voted against him the second time. Yet, their mourning was so deep and so universal in Montgomery County that it just really stands out.
Something I find fascinating, he was linked to people who really helped develop the Montgomery County we know today, including his friendship with railroad magnate Simeon Ryder,
sure.
Who certainly played a role in a town or two I think folks have heard of in these parts.
Simeon Ryder is one of the most interesting connections of Lincoln in not only Montgomery County, but really in Southwest Illinois. Ryder was a former ship captain who made his way to Alton, did quite well, owned some property there, was later president of the Terre Haute and Alton Railroad, which helped develop a number of Montgomery County towns. And Ryder played an integral role in the founding of Litchfield, Thomas, and Irving. So Ryder, who has a street named after him in Litchfield, just off the main drag, Ryder is one of unsung and fascinating figures of early Montgomery County history that Lincoln had a proven and definite relationship with.
Longtime county judge Edward Rice, I imagine that was an interesting relationship. I mean, the laws of this country were evolving and the interpretations, what have you. It must have been, there must have been some fascinating conversations over the years.
And Rice presided over 470 cases were argued by Lincoln on the Berry Circuit. That's one of the more active judges of anyone here in Illinois. Rice, even though was a political opponent, was a Democrat. Again, knew Lincoln very intimately from a time in the courtrooms because of the number of cases they're involved in.
Well, this really flushes out some storylines. You know, when you drive along the old Lincoln Heritage Trail, oh, that's nice, Abe passed here on a stagecoach. This book really gives the uninitiated the feeling that it was so much more than that.
It really does. I don't think people today, for all the appreciation of Lincoln we have in Illinois, realize the depth of his participation, involvement, awareness in all these counties. And I'm glad you brought that up about the Lincoln Heritage Trail, because when I was growing up, when I first got into Abraham Lincoln Civil War, when I was 11 or so, the Lincoln Heritage Trail was kind of starting to wind down a little bit. The Heritage Trail, which connected three states, Kentucky, Illinois, and Indiana, in the 60s and 70s as a tourism venture, rolled through Montgomery County, rolled up 185 from Vandalia, came into Hillsborough, picked up 127, and went up to Raymond to get I-55. Some of the few and best preserved signs of the Lincoln Heritage Trail were found in Montgomery County, which I think reflects the legacy of Lincoln still lingers there.
It's certainly an amazing tale, and Abraham Lincoln, it must have stood out, too. You just picture, you picture Lincoln and Douglas debates, and you picture him being so much taller than Mr. Douglas. Him alone standing in a crowd must have been something, just the presence he had, and when you look at some of the older houses, it sure lets you know that people were certainly not as tall back then, not as tall back in the early 1900s. So, it's one thing to talk about Lincoln being tall and standing there at the White House, but it's really neat when you think that people in Hillsborough marveled at it.
Absolutely. And keep in mind, we talked about how you connect with presidential candidates, senatorial candidates back then. And you touched on that a minute ago. This is the era before mass photography. A lot of people would not know what Lincoln looked like unless they saw him in person, because at that time, newspapers are still not able to reproduce photographs. A lot of people had no idea what these candidates looked like. So that's one reason when they spoke in these towns or in these towns, people rush out to take a look at them because they had no idea what they looked like. Now, that's an unbelievable thing today in the mass media saturation we have of candidates today, 24-hour news cycles. But back then, they had no idea. And it's a good point you brought up as well, that people are not as tall on average then. If you think about Lincoln's famous long nine legislatures from Sagamon County in the late mid-1830s, they were collected 54 feet tall. That'd be an average of 6 feet tall. That was considered tall back then. So Lincoln saying 6'4 would have towered over most people, including his opponent, Stephen A. Douglas, who was only still about 5'2 to 5'4.
Amazing stuff. And how do railroads figure into the conversation? I don't know. I should know, but I don't know the path of the Lincoln funeral train. And certainly railroads, I know they were the way candidates moved about from place to place. And you had more of the connecting and short line railroads for actual passenger travel. Just what was the role of railroad in Lincoln's appearances here?
Lincoln's funeral train came down from Chicago to Springfield on the Chicago and Alton. But the main east-west railroad through Central at the time was at Terre Haute and Alton, which underwent several incarnations. Later became the Big Four. Lincoln had actually argued against the Terre Haute and Alton in court based on precedents in his earlier railroad law. Lincoln was considered one of the experts in rail law in the state of Illinois. Lincoln wrote the Terre Haute and Alton several times. He wrote it in from Shelbyville to his appearance in Hillsborough in 1858, which is mentioned. He would have passed through a lot of these towns on multiple occasions riding the Terre Haute and Alton back and forth. One time he rode that railroad from Alton to Paris, Illinois. Again, would have taken him right through Montgomery County just doing that.
How satisfying was this process of building this book compared to other books you've written over the years?
Every book's different. It's like trying to pick your favorite kid or something. I just love doing this type of stuff. And I knew this would be kind of straightforward and fairly simple for me to do. It ended up being a lot more fun even than I thought it would be. It's been a really enjoyable one for me. I don't consider myself a creative person. I'm not a creative writer. But the way I've laid this book out, because I do my own book layout, I've got a little more creative than I normally would. Broke some new ground, which I knew hadn't been done before. So this is a pretty satisfying project for me. I really enjoyed this one. And I'm drawing them all, though.
Well, and Tom, this is not exactly a book that would break the bank. The price point is right. Just tell us how to grab your own copy of Lincoln in Montgomery County and when you can do that and what have you.
The book's going to be released later this month. It's about ready to go to press. It'll be pretty quick to print. The book sells for with tax is $16.95. If you want me to mail it to you, it's even $20. You can get in touch with me by calling 217-710-8392 or email me at enjoyhistorytoday, that's one word, no dots or underscores, enjoyhistorytoday@gmail.com.
All right. Well, looking forward to the great book about the greatest political figure in Illinois history, obviously, world figure. It's amazing the reach of Abe Lincoln around the world. So I can picture someone from well beyond our borders reading about, I think, the fascination with the way this country developed in that time period between Lincoln's birth and the Civil War. I can imagine the people fascinated with Lincoln overseas are just fascinated by this time period because certainly the events of the Civil War are well documented.
Yeah, I've actually sold books in Virginia so far. I've had some orders, pre-publication orders from around the nation. So Lincoln is enduring, as you correctly mentioned, around the world. And his legacy just goes on and on.
Tom Emery, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Sean. Thank you for having me.
Hey.
Well, I really enjoyed the conversation there with Tom, and we have more pinpoint details on when that book will come out. It was expected to come out around this time, but now the book is at the printer and they're running a little bit behind, as you can imagine, COVID and other factors. But Tom expects to receive the book come July 6th. And then the Litchfield Public Library will have him over for a book signing coming up on Saturday, July 10th from 10 a.m. until noon. So put that on your calendar if you're a Lincoln fan and local history fan. That's a wrap for Around Montgomery County. I'm Sean Balint.